In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. The new leader of the Aurora Police Department says she understands why the community is angry, and she wants to fix that. Chief Vanessa Wilson is taking over the department whose officers put Elijah McClain in a chokehold before the young black man died last year and handcuffed black girls over the weekend. Wilson says the scene of the girls lying face down on the ground next to a car police believed was stolen was inhumane.
We need to do better. That's the bottom line, is we need to do better, and we need to do better now. And I know apologies are wearing thin, and I just need the community to give me a chance and to keep moving us forward.
Wilson says the girls would never have been handcuffed had officers used their common sense. Wilson is the first woman chief at the Aurora Police Department. Some weather stations in western Colorado broke records that were held for over 100 years, according to data provided by the Colorado Climate Center. Peter Goebel, a service climatologist, says this may be a sign that August will be an especially hot and dry month.
Looks like the next 7 days, you know, are forecast to be pretty dry for especially western Colorado. I would expect the drought conditions that we do have are likely to persist in the next several weeks anyway, and likely months.
Drought conditions may lead to more wildfires, but Goebel notes that most major fire activity begins earlier in the summer, which saw a decent amount of rain. A red flag warning for much of western Colorado today. In Metro Denver and the Springs, mostly sunny skies, highs in the lower 90s. This is CPR News.